I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News. Colorado voters will decide whether or not they want gray wolves to be introduced back into the state this fall. But as 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, El Paso County commissioners have already made their stance clear.
The board unanimously declared its opposition to the initiative with a resolution describing wolves as threats to livestock and the health and physical safety of residents and tourists. The resolution is also critical of the state, saying it has not communicated suitable plans to address those threats and provide protection from them. El Paso County commissioners join a large number of ranchers and other interests in opposing the initiative. Supporters say the wolves would help restore ecological balance and control elk herds. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
A former Veterans Affairs employee in Colorado who pleaded guilty to accepting bribes in exchange for rigging federal contracts has been sentenced to a year and a half in prison. Dwayne Nevins was sentenced Wednesday after pleading guilty to six corruption-related accounts, counts. Investigators say the 55-year-old took bribes from an undercover FBI agent to manipulate a contract bidding process while working as a small business specialist. The public is invited to a memorial service for Colorado Springs resident Donald Stratton tomorrow. Stratton passed away earlier this month at the age of 97. He was one of the last remaining survivors of the USS Arizona in the Pearl Harbor attack of 1941. The service will be held at the Rocky Mountain Calvary Chapel in Colorado Springs at 10 a.m. His family has asked that attendees wear red, white, and blue and Hawaiian shirts. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News.